Larry out there and get a hold of Howard Smith while he's milking that cow. And tell him that we have got a few hunters coming in here with some of Jack Whitey's parents and his grandpa's out in here. And it's not going to hurt him one damn bit out of 200 million people to let a few hunters come back and eat their family. And if this is something we got to have a rule on, and tell that bunch of Democrats, the Labor Democrats, that's going to get together and we want to move this thing so that they won't let it get mixed up. John Young and that crowd, they can vote for a rule, and I'm Democrat. I called him this morning and got him, I called him at 8 o'clock, he called me home, and I finally located him at the airport. Told him you told me what a good job was done. I wanted to know I was grateful, and I wanted to see him when he got back. So I got him at the airport while he was still asleep. You hear what I said? That I got him at the airport at 8 o'clock while he was still asleep. Well, I don't either. I don't either. Well, you're going to come down there and see that country, though. I know you don't like these airplanes, but I'm going to fly you and Mr. McCormick down there and show you that God's country, and you'll see what you've been missing all these years. How's old George Feldman? Did he ever... Well, did he appreciate being an ambassador? Well, he did a hell of a good job over there, they told me. Well, for myself. Well, I'm going to let you and Harriet have the tea, George, and I'll have something else. Rayburn still have that deal, you know, where he gives you his cigar and you give him his other present?
Exactly.
All right, I'll make a deal with you. Tell me Jim slipped a lot. Harry told me, I think he was. Sure. How much time did the rule allow? 1 hour? What are you going to do, allow 2 hours on each side? But I won't make it go over an extra day, will it? Okay, well, I'm so glad to hear you, Frank. You've done a good job, and I sure appreciate it. Got him at the airport this morning. You tell Sticker he's way behind me, and I'm just telling him I'm 7 hours ahead of him. I got him at 8 o'clock. Right.